And a pleasant good afternoon to you from, I don't know, Syracuse. Where are we? Why is it so...
I know, gross outside.
It's just very central New York State outside. Yeah. And that's unfortunate. Real quick about central New York State. I once got in a cab. I was covering an NCAA tournament in Syracuse, New York. I got in a cab, and that's when the cab driver told me that in Syracuse, they have about 57 days a year of sunshine. Not sunlight.
Yeah.
Sunshine. Oh. And that would depress the hell out of me. I just need to see the sun a little bit.
Well, when I went to App, you could definitely tell a difference when there were waves of just gloom and gray and just bleh.
Is
and
that that way?
The one day, yes, I remember being at school where it felt like we had 2 months of gray in the winter, and the first day the sun was out, you would have thought, switch, flipped, happiness, everyone's overjoyed.
I have been to App enough, and like, that has never occurred to me.
It's usually gorgeous. I always say it looks like a postcard out there. But, yeah, I remember there was, like, forever it was just gray and depressing.
Maybe it's all the salt in the food at the Daniel Boone Inn.
Maybe.
I don't know. The sodium level at Daniel Boone Inn is next level. All right, we got a lot of things to do. That's Victoria. I'm Adam Gold. This is the Adam Gold Show. We have basketball to talk about. Even though we don't normally have time for a poll question on a Chip Patterson Wednesday, college basketball last night demanded a poll. So it's up, and I'm going to just give you, we'll give you what the poll is. Which of these four rules should college basketball change or adopt? And we've already got about 100 votes. It's been fairly successful so far. Actually, just went over 100. It's only been up a few minutes. The first one is abolishing the block charge. Well, I'll get into that more in a little bit. But the second one is allowing continuation, especially on drives to the basket. Going to 4 10-minute quarters and advance the ball on a timeout from underneath your own basket to half court. This is an NBA rule. You're allowed to do that after a made basket. You can have the ball advance to half court. It promotes more offense for the NBA game. They like it, and I really did put that last one up there just to troll my friend Mike DeCourcy. I really did. I even tagged him in the initial poll.
I see that.
So Mike hates it more than he hates, I don't know, fingernails on a chalkboard.
Right.
And I really just did that to be a jerk. So, but I don't think that's a great rule. I don't think it's a horrible rule, but I don't think college basketball necessarily needs it. Anyway, the other three, like, I'm on board with all of them, but I just put the poll question up there. So we'll talk about the poll question probably sometime this hour. I like to just kind of keep you involved in this. Get you going.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of responses on Twitter. We'll use those as we talk about the poll coming up in about, 40, 45 minutes. All right, let's get going. Why not? They're off. I thought it was a good day to be playing teams that really aren't that good for State and Carolina. Right? Notre Dame's terrible. Mike Bray's last trip to PNC Arena. Syracuse, I don't think it's terrible. Syracuse looked like a competent basketball team to me. But they're not great. And, of course, Carolina will maybe never lose to Syracuse again. They are now, as ACC members, the Tar Heels, I believe, are 12-3 against Syracuse.
Wow.
In ACC play. And they lost the first one. So they are 12 for their last 14. Roy Williams never had any problem getting a team to play good offense against Syracuse's zone defense. Never had any problem. Because it's basic offense. Let's put a player at the high post. Get him the ball. Or it's basically at the foul line. Get him the ball and work your offense from there. Because if you get the ball inside the defense on a zone, it collapses and it opens everything up. It's just so basic. I still don't understand why zone defense is a thing. My kids eighth grade team plays zone defense, and they are terrible. I apologize to his coach, who may or may not be listening right now. Their zone defense is terrible.
Well, facts are facts.
Right? But in general, I'm not sure they're any good at man-to-man defense, so at least there's some cover. What I've explained to my son is that if you can't guard man-to-man, you can't guard in zone either. Because the only way a zone defense can be good is if you recognize that, oh, that guy is in my area, I better guard him. You don't just, you're not just guarding four panels of a court on the floor.
No.
All right, we'll get to some other things in a minute. All right, so Carolina could not be bothered on the defensive end last night. Syracuse nearly shot the Tar Heels into a loss at the Dome. Not a loss that they couldn't afford, because I don't think Syracuse is a terrible basketball team. But if you're North Carolina, your resume is not the greatest in the world, so just don't put anything bad on it. And I don't know if it would have been bad, but it certainly would have been ungood. So I'm glad that the Tar Heels didn't screw that up. Pete Nance had 21 points last night. I thought he was a bit of a roller coaster, even though he led the team in scoring. Here's Hubert Davis on the closing out of the game.
We've been in tight situations before, and so that's one of the luxuries and the beauty of this team is that we've been in situations like this before. And so, you know, making a shot with 55 seconds to go and you're down by two, that's so much time, so much stuff can happen. A lot did happen. And so having that type of experience and being in those situations allow you to be in the moment, be calm, and be able to execute. And that's what we did down the stretch. You know, there were plays that needed to be made on both ends of the floor. And despite being down by two with a minute to go, we were able to make those plays and come up with a huge win.
Yeah, by the way, I was looking at the box score. Jim Girard, whoever is the kids for Syracuse, he got 5 assists last night. And then they're like next to it, if you look hard enough, you can see in parentheses a 1,
uh-huh,
which means that that was the assist that he gave to North Carolina.
Oh boy!
For basically the winning basket. I don't know what he was doing. Like, it's basic basketball. Never save the ball underneath your own basket, and he did, right to Pete Nance for a layup. Armando Bacot, the focal point of everything Carolina does on how the team gutted it out.
I mean, tonight was definitely a rough one. It's been tough being here in Syracuse the whole time, but to come out with a win was great. I mean, me personally, I was just tired up till probably about 4 a.m. last night doing work, trying to figure out some Excel stuff. So I think that definitely took a toll on me. That all day today, I was doing work too on my astrology lab class. So that's why I said next time I might have to put myself first.
Astrology labs are demanding, huh?
Yeah, it's not hard. It's just I'm not that smart in that type of stuff. So.
Did you see anything in the stars that told you about tonight?
No. It was just all reading.
Wait. An astrology lab?
Yeah.
Wait, it's like,
what?
I'm hoping that he meant astronomy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? So,
Excel sheets and astrology, I don't know.
It's like, what, does he have tarot cards?
I know.
Does he have a Ouija board?
Maybe.
I need to know this.
Crystals? I need to know more.
I had not heard that before. I'm dying. This is so funny. He said astrology, right?
Yeah, he did twice, I think.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to cry.
I know.
I'm going to cry.
I did not expect the Excel sheet to go to astrology.
I might need that like 6 times today. That's so good. I'm sorry. I hope everybody enjoyed that as much as I did. By the way, Bacot had, 18 points and 8 rebounds. He didn't have a double-double.
Wasn't in the stars.
It was like he didn't. Oh, my.
Yep, that's going to be today. That's it.
Oh, my God. What? We need to know Armando Bacot's sign now, right? We need to know what he is.
I'm going
to
Google it.
Right? All right. Caleb Love, we don't know his sign yet. I thought Love shot the ball really well early, and it was like for a lot of people that we haven't seen that in a while. Love made his first 3 3-pointers, and you went, uh-oh, here it comes. Here comes that Caleb Love moment. But he kind of just settled into playing a pretty solid game, which I'm not against for Caleb Love. Caleb Love just being an efficient player, a contributor on the offensive end, but knowing that he had those three early, I mean, that's a pretty good sign, I think, for Caleb Love and North Carolina. RJ Davis, to me, continues to be their best player, not named Armando. I think Davis is everything that this team needs, everything. And then right at the end of the game, he gets steamrolled by, who is it, Judah Mintz. I think his name is Judah Mintz, right? The freshman guard for Syracuse. Closing minute, ended up catching an elbow. It was an inadvertent play, but it was a basketball play. And they gave him a flagrant one. They gave Mintz a flagrant one, so Carolina got two shots in the ball. I didn't disagree with the call. I will point out that a punch was thrown inadvertently Monday night in Blacksburg. And we just went, well, you know, it happens. We're just going to, whatever. Didn't see it. We looked at the monitors for like 2.5 minutes. And it was punched in the throat. But, you know, boys will be boys.
Right.
It happens. I don't understand. Officiating, like, it's pointless to bitch about the referees most times. But I just don't understand. We have monitors.
Yeah.
We should be able to at least get those calls right. And I believe, I've said this about instant replay since instant replay was a thing. I don't know that you can prove this. I mean, I'm old enough. I've watched sports in a technology age with instant replay and without instant replay. Again, I can't prove this in terms of data. I promise you, officiating with instant replay in all sports is worse than it was before we had instant replay. I don't know why. My own theory is that the officials no longer have to get the calls right.
Yeah.
So they don't. They just guess most of the time. There were calls, like there was a pass that was Roger Ayers last night, who is a great ACC official. It was a pass out of bounds by, I think it was by Baycott. Baycott makes the pass, goes right out of bounds, bad pass. And the two officials on the court said, Syracuse ball. And Ayers came in and overruled it and said, no, it was deflected out. And I believe that Ayers, and again, great official, was essentially bought by the bench. Like, how everybody on Carolina's bench, because it happened right in front of their bench, just went, no, it was deflected. And Ayers went, yes, it was deflected.
Sure.
And then they went to the monitor, and they're looking at it, and they were like, well, I guess it wasn't really deflected. So how do you see a deflection that's not there? It's you guessed, and that's bad. Can't make calls on guesses. You have to make calls on what you see. Because in that case, if you don't see the deflection, and there's one there because of the time of the game it was, well, you can go to the monitor, you can always change it. It was not deflected. I'm not saying it wasn't close. It was Mintz again, kid from Syracuse, so he could have touched the ball, but he didn't. Anyway, officiating is bad. Baseball umpiring has gotten worse with instant replay. NFL officiating has gotten worse. Hockey officiating has gotten worse. All of it. We have replay.
It's there to save us.
Yes, from ourselves.
And before we move on from UNC, okay. So I looked it up. Armando is a Pisces. Caleb okay. Love is a Libra.
I don't know what the characteristics of those are. My wife would know. I should call her if she wasn't with a client right now. I would call her. I am a Leo. I know what the characteristics of that are. You may or may not find that interesting, and that's fine. We are going to talk about NC State's win over Notre Dame. And quick update before we get to the basketball. We'll do basketball coming up in about 10 more minutes. Panthers coaching search continues. Frank Reich, the first quarterback in Panthers history, he had a second interview. Steve Wilks had a second interview. And Kellen Moore is still hanging around town. So I don't know if that's a second interview or not, or he lost his keys or whatever, but he's still around town. So my questions for Frank Reich. You know, we had questions for Kellen Moore yesterday. My questions for Frank Reich. Which old quarterback will you bring in when you're hired as head coach? Which old, decrepit, declining quarterback will you bring in? Or which obvious mistake will you try to resurrect? That's my question, my two questions for Frank Reich in his second interview.